blessing to have both of us out there, and it was an experience that I always remember.
What was going on that last play?
Oh, they just came under. They just played through the whistle. They're a hard-nosed football team through the whole game, and at the end it was no different.
Martell, now, was that play that was a good example of the type of opportunities you were hoping to get here, and maybe the type of play you weren't able to do when you were in Dallas because
of the days before? It wasn't anything about Dallas. They brought me in here to make plays, and so they tried to get me in. Give me to make a couple early. I wasn't able to come through the way I should, and I was finally able to make a play in the fourth quarter.
Things got a little chippy there on that last play. Was that a cheap shot to them?
It's just something that, it's just kind of one of those respect things in the NFL. It's something we all about, not the quarterback back, because our quarterback is not doing anything to protect him. It's kind of respected, but you can't get mad at them, for playing football through the end. It was just one of those things.
So you would not label it cheap?
Nah, I mean, you can, but at the end of the day, they just playing football.
Martell's first half stats, you guys destroyed really the entire game with all guys, except for those three interceptions. You kind of have this team, you just got to do it right.
No, I feel like everybody felt like we could make a play. We had a couple plays that didn't go our way. That's just how the cookie crumbles sometimes. It's just one of those things. Guys just kept fighting, and coach was like, hey, we can win this thing, and everybody believed in what we were doing, so it made it, and Paul coming through, just builds up momentum going into Thursday.
Can you share anything with Coach that you guys after?
Oh, after, he just said that's the way to fight, that's what he wanted, that's what he expects from us, and all the good stuff Coach would say.
What do you say at halftime?
A lot of bad.
Were you losing confidence at all after the two plays that you weren't able to make?
No, I don't really lose confidence. I just you just don't know how many opportunities you're going to get. So you try to seize every moment and make the most out of every opportunity. And I wasn't able to do that early in the game, but I had another shot toward the end of the game. That's just how life is. Sometimes shit don't go your way, but if you keep fighting, you'll make something happen for yourself.
Do you think it said something that Eli kept going back to?
Yeah, I think they have a tremendous confidence in me, and they know I can play, and they know I can make those plays. So, it was a good one for me to be able to show the type of player I am. I don't really get down, It's kind of hard. I feel like you're letting the team down, but you got to keep playing. I felt like I was blocking well early. I was doing some things early. I just wasn't able, I was just one step away from making a couple of great plays that I wasn't able to keep on making.
Did you end up blocking?